This week on Minnesota Native News, we check in on a Native Coalition's work on the federal farm bill and more from around the state. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. A coalition of tribes and their allies are in Washington, D.C. talking about food and agriculture. They want to help draft a federal farm bill that better serves tribal communities. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us more.
It's been since the 1970s that tribal governments have been able to open and run their own medical clinics. That's because they negotiated directly with the U.S. government to receive federal funds to serve their citizens in a way they think is best. Now, a coalition of tribes led by the Shakopee Mattawakutan Sioux community are working to establish the same kind of self-determination over food and agriculture programs. Colby Duren is part of the coalition. He's policy director at the Indigenous Food and Agriculture Initiative at the University of Arkansas School of Law. He says the coalition wants the U.S. Department of Agriculture to allow tribal governments to run their own programs.
There's a lot of ability for USDA to kind of defer to states, and so we want to make sure that in all those different places where it defers to states, that it also defers to tribes as well.
This goes way beyond growing food. The USDA can lend money to state and local governments for rural development. They can build anything from a community center to a housing complex to a broadband network. Colby Duren says the Native Farm Bill Coalition wants tribes to be able to access that money.
That would really help tribal governments to be able to help build out their rural communities.
He says members of Congress have been very receptive to these policy proposals. In fact, because of the work of the Native Coalition, Minnesota's U.S. Senator Tina Smith proposed a bill that gives tribes authority to run their own SNAP programs. That's the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as food stamps.
It represents a very big step forward and an incredible recognition of tribal sovereignty.
The U.S. House and Senate are expected to negotiate the final farm bill throughout the month of July. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Back in Minnesota, we continue to follow up on the state legislative session that ended in May. The Minnesota Indian Affairs Council was denied their request for funds to expand their work, preventing accidental disturbances to sacred sites. Dennis Olson, head of MIAC, says they wanted to make sure the tribes can weigh in on development projects before any ground is disturbed.
You know, there are things that are held by local tribal communities that doesn't necessarily make its way into the full state record.
The provision was included in a state supplemental budget bill that Governor Dayton vetoed. Dayton said that bill was legislative gamesmanship on the part of state Republicans. The Minneapolis Police Department is trying a new way to build trust with the urban American Indian community. Again, here's reporter Melissa Townsend.
The Minneapolis Police Department has created a new community navigator position. Art Knight is deputy chief of staff for the Minneapolis Police Department. He explains that this person is not a new patrol officer, but is part of the new procedural justice division.
Police response to a call is from a law enforcement standpoint. We are arresting people to deal with mental health issues, and we have to be looking at how we can solve that problem. And it shouldn't be law enforcement doing that because law enforcement is not equipped to do that.
The best case scenario is that Native residents of Minneapolis would trust the community navigator and would use that person to connect with services when needs arise. That would be a pretty big change here.
The relationship between the community and the police department has been strained historically.
Robert Lilligren is CEO of the Native American Community Development Institute, or NACDI, in Minneapolis. He says he has been in consultation with police about this new community navigator position. He's hopeful this person can be part of a larger strategy to build trust between urban natives and the Minneapolis police.
To the extent that the liaison can really help the police department build authentic relationships in the community so that officers know and better understand who they are interacting with and who they are policing, that, I think, could change people's behaviors.
The American Indian Community Navigator is one of four navigators being hired to serve specific ethnic communities in Minneapolis. The others will focus on the immigrant Latino community, the Somali and East African community, and the African American community. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.